the only thing I can ever remember bringing in off this farm was the manager always kept some cows, and they were always our cows, but he was milking them for himself. And we did get a gallon of milk a day. And this uncle that came out and drove through the place every afternoon would pick up a gallon of milk and bring it back. When I got to be a teenager, because I was drinking so much milk, and he was bringing that gallon in for me, I think. And they really didn't have a plantation garden. And we would get a little bit, we'd get a little bit out off of that garden, you know. But this was a, this farm was a stepchild as far as my family was concerned for years and years and years. The lumber business was the money maker.
Yeah.
And that's what they were all really interested in. Nobody was interested in it. And then when I came out, of course I was interested in it, but it was, and I was not interested in the lumber business at all.
How were things, how did things come packaged, or how'd you get things when you were coming up? Like, did you buy your flour and everything in town? Or?
Well, yeah. Things were packaged. It was not as packaged as it is now. You got things more or less in the rough or in the raw. For instance, I've already said there was no cut-up chicken. You just, people had a chicken cook, or they'd buy a chicken.
Yeah.
And then take it home, you'd have to, and I'm sure in some of the markets they would have a whole chicken. But a lot of people just kept a chicken cook in the backyard, and they'd put them some chickens in there and throw them a little corn, and
okay,
kill them as they need them, because of refrigeration. See, that you get back to that refrigeration again, and you couldn't keep meat over a long period of time. You had to have fresh meat.
Yes.
Now, I don't really know how the meat market kept that meat. They possibly had some type of refrigeration before the homes did. Now, of course, we had electric light, all of that, and telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were in town. See, I was living in town all the time. We wasn't, none of us ever lived out here until I married, moved out here, and we didn't stay for about 5 or 6 years. Started having, when the children were beginning to come along, it was a whole lot easier to attend to them, and then start the school and everything. We just moved in closer to more of the convenience. But we were not a typical farm family. We've had the land. But we were an urban type of life that we were living, a small town.
Yeah.
Greenville had about, when I first remember it, it had about 14,000 people.
Yeah. What were the roads like in, when you were coming up?
Well, they were gravel. Main town, most of them were paved. I remember when a lot of them were paved. I mean, the Washington Avenue and Main Street and all those in Greenville were paved with brick. And then during the Depression, as one of the WPA projects, they dug up all the bricks and chipped them off and relaid them. And so that was a big project. I remember when 82 was paved from Greenville to Leland. That's what we call the New Leland Road. The old Leland Road went around through another area.
Yeah.
The first paved highway I ever saw was Washington County had one of the first, if not the first, paved highways in the state of Mississippi. And we had one running north and south and one running east and west across the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8 feet wide. And then they had, that's all. You can still see some of it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you go south of here, and you get the Longwood Farm,
yeah,
you'll see a little thing kind of turn off on the west side, the right side of the highway.
Just a little.
Well, it runs, you could go all the way to Roy's store on the old concrete. If you turn off there, you can go right straight on through, and it's 8 feet wide.
Yeah.